Howdy.
I did practice more, so how's it been going for you?
It's good. It's full pads, man. It's definitely an eye-opening experience, but it's a good one. It's one that was going to happen, and it's something we can embrace. And it's great to see the rest of the team again.
So was there anybody that was maybe a little more powerful than you thought now that you have the pads on?
You know, I knew once Mike DeVito put the pads on, he was going to be a strong man. Just look at the guy. But, you know, all those guys are big and strong guys. I think Jay Howard's an incredibly strong guy. All three of them, I mean, you talk about each, you single out each and every one of them, they got their perks, and their game is amplified with pads. So your game has to step up another notch if you want to compete.
Seems like the Chiefs all of a sudden have a Mizzou connection going on here.
You know, I think it speaks volumes to what Coach Pinkel does. And it was great to see LaDainian Washington. I'll tell you what, that's one hell of a dude. And, you know, he was part of that. He was the captain part of that season where we were able to turn around the SEC. And he did a lot for us. And he's a really close friend of mine. And so it was really nice to see him.
When you got drafted, I mean, obviously being second-round drafter, it's a dream come true. But to be Chiefs, was that the team that you followed all the way through?
Yeah, you know, I've told you all this about 100 times, but my dad grew up, was born and raised in Kansas City. Both my grandparents were born in Armourdale, raised there. So my dad grew up watching games in the Municipal Stadium. And he would say how tickets were real cheap, and you have to scrape the snow off the seats to watch. And, you know, it was for the family and for me, you know what kind of program they have. And just, you know, for the sympathy of my family, it was really nice.
What have you picked up from Eric since you've been here?
You know, that's a good dude right there. Very football savvy, and has been in my shoes once before. You know, so he's able to, you know, if I'm having kind of a down day or having a down period, he's like, listen, this is what you need to do. Dude, don't worry. You're not the only guy who's been through this. And he's a fun guy. He's a fun guy to be around, and he's the kind of guy who brings everyone up, rallies the troops, and is a real energy creator, which is one of coach's big things.
When was the last time you had battle for reps like that, first team reps?
Oh, I mean, you take them as they come. I'm just here trying to help the Chiefs win no matter what happens. And of battling for first team reps, I'm just trying to become a better player every day.
Is there kind of a rivalry between the Big 12 Tigers and the SEC Tigers?
No. Everyone is a collective unit here, and it's nice. It's really nice to just have some familiar faces. I didn't know them personally on the team, but you know, they're worshipped like gods back in Columbia, and so no, I won't. But they know. They already know. So it's kind of cool to be like, hey, what'd you do? Oh, just Chase a little bit. It was good. Oh, you did what? So it was good.
Okay. Thank you guys.
Thank you all.